This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A top U.S. commander says that as the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. Marine General Frank McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East over the past week and has fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he's seen. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to their country and the region and what support they can get. McKenzie is the top U.S. military commander for the Middle East. He spoke Sunday to reporters who have been traveling with him. Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors Sunday to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where clashes between police and Palestinian protesters helped trigger a war in Gaza. That's according to the Islamic Authority overseeing that site. The 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's militant Hamas rulers came under the fragile halt Friday, but left behind immense ruin in Gaza, including hundreds of homes then that have been completely destroyed and many more that were badly damaged, according to the UN. With tensions still high, police cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. That is according to those who oversee the site. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and more than 500 homes were destroyed. The UN Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo sent about 5,000